Love God and Liberty listening in around the country and around the nation and around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Montana today. That's right, I'm speaking at a program in Montana, and my wife and I drove over here today and got here in time to do the show. And we're so pleased to be here with you tonight, folks, and we're also pleased that one of the greatest patriots in the country is with us tonight as a guest for the show. And this man has been fighting the way that Psalms 94:16 tells us to fight, and that is to rise up against the evildoers and stand up against the workers of iniquity. And he's been doing this for years and years and years, and his dad did it before he did it. And we're talking about Reverend Ted Pike. Now, the critical issue here is the loss of free speech in America. And that's why I keep having Reverend Ted Pike on when something new comes up that you and I need to know about. Because if we lose free speech in America, it's over for us. We can't awaken any more people in this nation. And we're just going to go into this Soviet-style totalitarian military rule system that they have planned for us. And millions of us will be murdered because the people doing this and running our country hate Christians. They hate Christ. And in 1917, they're the same ones, even though their papas have died off now, they're the same ones that the communist Zionists that went into Russia and killed the Christian Tsar and his family, and then in the next 15 years went door to door and killed 66 million Christians. And that's not all they killed. They killed other people too, but they hated Christians so bad they murdered them. And that's what they intend to do in this country. So we have to stand up and fight, folks. We have to get back under 2 Chronicles 7:14, ask God to forgive us for having him thrown out of this nation, invite him back into the nation to be our God and his son to be our king, no king but King Jesus, and stand up, as he told us to do in Psalms 94:16, against the evil ones. And so this is why I keep having Reverend Ted Pike back on the show, because we've got to kill this hate crimes pedophile protection bill that is now before the president to sign. Okay, and with all that said, my back's hurting me terribly tonight, folks. My back's really aching me from that long drive. But anyway, so if I kind of winch a little bit on the air, like I just did, you'll know that I'm having a pain in my back. But let's go now to our dear brother, Reverend Ted Pike. Brother Pike, thank you for being on with us again tonight.
Well, thank you, Jack. That was expressed very, very clearly and very well. The reason I'm coming back on the air, I was on your program just a few programs ago, but there's some fast-breaking news, some new developments. Ought to give real encouragement to lovers of freedom.
Good
and that
deal.
is just last Wednesday, the CQ, the Congressional Quarterly, reported that there is a rebellion brewing among high-level Democrats in Congress, both in the House and the Senate. And the head of the Senate Appropriations Committee and the National Defense, Military Defense Committee, Daniel Inouye of Hawaii, is now stating that he's going to defy President Obama's this new arms appropriations bill that has the hate bill attached to it. Now,
this
spring, Obama has laid down a couple of demands from Congress concerning the military appropriations bill. Number one, he told them he didn't want any more F-22 Raptor fighters on. And the Senate agreed with that. They attached their hate bill, and in order not to jeopardize the hate bill, they went along and they didn't put any more Raptors on. But also, Obama told the Congress that he was not going to put out another $2 billion for more engines, more engine development for the new F-35 fighters. We have a couple thousand of those being ordered, and I think they're wanting to make at least 150 new engines for spare parts. And he says it's not necessary. He doesn't want to put in $2 billion more on new engines. And he will veto the arms bill, of course, which has the hate bill attached to it, if these Democrats put it on in conference in the fall between the House and the Senate.
Uh-huh.
Now, joining Inouye is the head of the Armed Services in a committee in the House under the also a member of the Appropriations Committee, a very powerful Democrat, which is John Murtha of Pennsylvania.
Oh yes,
and so these
and he's an old time soldier too.
Yeah, Murtha. So here we have two of the most powerful gatekeepers of the finance. Appropriations of finances to the military, who are taking a strong and determined stand that they are going to have their extra engines for the F-35. They're going to try to back down Obama. They're going to try to bully him, and probably they're arguing that it's in the middle of September or early October, Obama's going to want his military appropriations bill so badly that he'll throw in the towel. But the fact of the matter is, this is the first veto threat of Obama in his administration.
Yeah.
And no president is wanting to lose his first veto threat to Congress. So this is a very bright possibility here. You know, for the last few weeks, I've kind of gone out on faith, out on a wing and a prayer, encouraging people to fax in to the president, demanding that he not sign the hate bill. Which that seems like a pretty long shot, a real stretch, considering it's gone through both houses of Congress. But the fact of the matter is, if we can continue to unite this issue in the town hall meetings, we might put real pressure on the president.
Praise God, brother. Wonderful idea. Hang on to these thoughts, and we'll be back after these important messages on Genesis Communication Network. Be right back.
Johnny Satan, henchman of the year.
Okay, kill Johnny Satan there. That's Johnny Satan Sutton that railroaded our Border Patrol agents into prison when they didn't do anything to deserve it. And he is a satanic man. He is absolutely evil. But anyway, let's go right back to now to our dear brother, Reverend Ted Pike. Reverend Ted Pike, pick up where you left off there, brother. Go right ahead.
Well, I think there's some very practical things we can do to hasten this possible confrontation between the president and these leaders of the House and the Senate. What we're wanting to do is kind of work at both ends, and I'll start at one end, which is the town hall meetings. I have been emphasizing, and you have too, the importance of not just discussing and arguing health care reform in these town meetings, but broaden out to the very, very dangerous hate crimes bill, which has now been passed by the House and the Senate. We want people to make signs and have a good, incisive arguments to take to their members of the, particular the Democrats, at the town hall meetings this summer. And I should mention that the Family Research Council does have a list, a schedule of town hall meetings nationwide. And if you go to FRC's website, I believe you can find that and find the town hall meetings in your area that are slated for the next couple of weeks.
Okay, what's that website again?
That's the Family Research Council,
okay.
FRC. And I don't know exactly where it is there, but it's they're advertising that broadly, inviting people to come and find out how they can participate in basically an anti-Democrat town hall meeting. And we need to have people make signs such as kill the hate bill or don't sign the hate bill, President Obama, things like that. which will project the idea that the people are still very angry about the hate bill. We had tremendous calling in the last few days before hate bill passage in the Senate. It was actually more than the Sotomayor hearings. It was more than the health care at that time. And the Democrats ignored us. They absolutely despised the will of the people and went ahead in a very high-handed manner, circumventing all legislative due process. They passed the hate bill. So we are going to be facing a federal hate crimes bureaucracy in this country like Canada starting this fall unless we can take some pretty drastic measures here to persuade the president and persuade the Democrats that we are still very angry about this bill. We are going to remember next November at the midterm elections. We are going to hold this and get against them and get revenge if they go ahead and push the hate bill through. So
it's the Pedophile Protection Act too, isn't it, brother?
That's right. Absolutely. It gives special preferential treatment and services and rights to all homosexuals, including pedophiles. So this is absolutely unacceptable as national law. And what we need to do is to piggyback on the town hall meetings for the next three weeks or so. As I said, the Congress is coming back on the 6th of September, but we can continue to protest and be sending in our protests primarily to the president in the form of faxes. You see, right now the toll-free number has been clogged as a result of so much health care protest, and somebody, a talk show host today told me that they've actually are shutting down the presidential White House comment line. But the fax line, I believe, is still open. And here is the fax line, a fax number to the president. And I believe you have 100% chance of communicating this simple idea. The fax line is 202-456-2461. Again, that fax line to the president, 202-456-2461. And give him this statement. Just say, Mr. President, we will never forgive or forget if you sign the freedom-stealing, pedophile-protecting hate bill. Again, that statement to Obama, we will never forgive or forget if you sign the freedom-stealing, pedophile-protecting hate bill. Now, we're not begging the president not to sign it. We are threatening him that if he and the Democrats go through with this, we are never going to forgive or forget. We are going to take revenge, especially next year at the midterm elections.
Praise the Lord. Yes, right.
And then number three, I believe we need to actually help grease this protest of the Democrats against the arms bill. Get a quarrel going between Obama and these determined leaders of the House and the Senate, Democrats, even though they're liberals. I'm encouraging people to actually call their members, the two members of the Senate, as well as their House member, immediately and maybe through the summer, and let them know, give them this message. Please support Senator Inouye and Representative Murtha in funding extra engines for the F-35 fighter in the defense bill. Again, please support Senator Inouye and Representative Murtha in funding extra engines for the F-35 fighter in the defense bill. Now, we're not concerned about the virtues of the engine or the virtues of one airplane or cost or anything like that. We are wanting to kind of promote a quarrel between Obama and these strong-minded, determined Senate Democrats. We are wanting to make it possible for the Lord God to create a quarrel and create antagonism and rivalry between them that will be unalterable that they will, that Obama in his anger will fulfill his promise to veto the arms bill with that extra $2 billion on it. And if he does that, then the hate bill is destroyed effectively destroyed into this Congress.
Amen, brother.
That is our objective here.
Yes,
so,
wonderful.
Some people might say, well, this sounds kind of hypocritical to be supporting something that we don't really believe in. Well, it's not a matter of dollars and cents or fighters or efficiency or engines, anything like that. It's a matter of getting a veto on that hate bill. And if we can, on one hand, put a lot of pressure on Obama to make him lose his attraction to the hate bill and make him wish almost that he could get rid of this issue of the hate bill without breaking his promise, because he did promise to sign it. But if he can go ahead and veto the hate bill out of existence, then he will say, well, the whole issue of the hate bill was taken out of my hands by my rebellious Democrats in Congress, and they forced me to veto it. And so we're kind of letting him off the hook by letting him veto the hate bill rather than refuse to sign. It'd be very hard to get him to refuse to sign something that he had promised to sign, but it could be fairly easy if these Democrats keep kicking up to get a veto.
Good. Okay, hang on, brother. We'll be back with you right after these important messages on Genesis Communication Network. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And we're so happy to have Reverend Ted Pike on with us. And Reverend Ted Pike, would you tell our listening audience how severe it's going to be and what's going to happen in America if this Pedophile Protection Act and the hate crimes bill pass? If the president signs it, could you share with us what's going to happen and how they're going to expand it to cover other things too?
Yes, we'll go in the way of Canada. As I've said many times on the radio in this past 6 months, we only have to look at Canada, which adopted a similar bill, which was proposed by the Anti-Defamation League, the ADL, is part of B'nai B'rith International, a very dedicated anti-Christian, liberal, socialist, pro-communist, pro-pornography, pro-homosexual organization, which is determined to break down Christian values, Christian civilization, stripping us of our First Amendment rights and all of our cherished symbols and observances that have to do with our Christian society and civilization. Now, what's going to happen very, very soon if the federal hate bill is passed is that indictments will be made. This is the purpose of the bill, is to bring the federal government down to the local level to break down all barriers between federal law enforcement and local law enforcement. The liberals, the pro-hate bill people say the government is reluctant to get down in the local level. It just wants to be kind of a backstop, having the privilege and the rights to do that if it wants to, if the states refuse to or are unable to enforce the law against hate laws. Don't believe it. The government is straining, the ADL and the Justice Department and Homeland Security, all of them are straining to get down to the local level, trample over our traditional states' rights, which are guaranteed by the 10th Amendment, and basically set up a police state in America. And when they do that, they will have the power of the law behind them. And we will be setting up a bias-oriented justice system in America in which, yes, if you suffer a generic type of assault or an accident or something, then it'll go through the traditional English legal system. But if there's any hint of any kind of bias motivation or prejudice or racism or homophobia or any of these things, then the federal government will be on the spot with tremendous advantages given to the homosexuals or the pedophiles who might scream hate crime, claiming that they are victim of some kind of a violent hate crime as a result of attack or abuse by a Christian. So this is going to come into effect very rapidly on the indictment level, the investigation and indictment level, but also on the judicial level. The federal judges, all the justice system will at every level, judges will begin to legislate from the bench as cases come before them, and
yes.
they will uphold this bias-oriented justice system with its philosophy that bias is very, very, very bad and deserving of triple penalty punishments, and so on. But also they will be beginning to broaden out to a more compassionate or holistic view toward the hurt feelings of homosexuals, Jews, blacks, Chicanos, and Muslims. And they will say that if people use cutting words, harsh and cutting words, or hate speech against any of these federally protected groups, that these groups need protection, special protection from such verbal abuse that lessens their self-esteem and so on. So there will be a widening judgments from the bench against what they call verbal violence, a biblical hate speech, any kind of speech that these groups claim is hurting their feelings. Now this is what happened in Canada. Just like here in the United States, the ADL promised the members of Parliament in 1971 that this would only be a law against physical hate speech and physical violence leading to violence against protected groups. But very quickly, the provincial legislatures, the provincial judges, and so on, took it in exactly the direction I'm talking about here tonight. They broadened it in to an absurdly ridiculous hate speech law today, which makes it everyone who even criticizes sinners or homosexuals, people who are in blatant violation of the Bible, makes them into hate criminals. In fact, even in some parts of Canada today, it is considered a hate crime even to preach the gospel or hand out Bible tracts, because it is considered that it is intolerant and judgmental against people who are sinners. So there's no stopping this hate crimes monster, this juggernaut, if we let it out of its bottle. And that's exactly where we're headed if this hate bill becomes signed by Obama in only about 6 weeks.
Yes, very good, brother. And, of course, it will protect pedophiles and other sexual deviants that attack our children.
Yes.
And attack our wives and others. If we say anything negative about these people, they will arrest you and prosecute you for anybody that rapes your child or something like that. We heard that if a lady comes in and sees a pedophile raping her daughter or son and hits him in the head with her purse or a frying pan, she's going to be prosecuted for doing that. What do you think, brother?
Absolutely. You see, these pedophiles and homosexuals, they usually have others of their kind around. We saw this last a year ago when a young college athlete in Illinois was walking late at night on a college campus with a friend, and there was a drunken homosexual who accosted him and got into his face, and this young Christian athlete pushed him back, and he fell to the ground and hit his head, not hurting himself severely. But he and his friends were there, his fellow homosexual friends, immediately screamed hate crime, and when the police came, they were very quick to take the side of the homosexuals. And, of course, the homosexual said that this young man had viciously attacked him and followed the homosexual and accosted him and berated him for his sexual orientation, all kinds of lies.
Yes.
And the police and even the justice system, the local DA, believed the homosexuals. And in fact, the anecdote you're referring to was by Representative Louis Gohmert in the House Judiciary markup about three months ago, and he, as an appellate judge in Texas, Gohmert knew that unless there was some kind of a stipulation in the hate law excluding pedophiles, that they indeed would be given special rights and protections, and they would have the right, this homosexual and his friends would have the right to claim that woman, without provocation, attacked him with her purse, and she was guilty of a violent hate crime. Of course, that can lead to 10 years, a full 10 years under in prison under the hate bill. Not only that, but it also obligates the woman to find the very best lawyer she can find, putting down at least $10,000 retainer and many more thousands of dollars in legal expenses to come. That's
right.
What happened with this boy in Illinois. This is unacceptable. This law is so outrageous. I believe that by faith in God, we have to go forward now and take this window of opportunity with the Democrats threatening to provoke a veto from Obama.
Yes. Very well put, brother. Can you stay with us a few more minutes?
Yeah, sure can.
Okay, hang on. We'll be back after these important messages. Yes, folks, that's what we're talking about. Henchman's justice straight from the Antichrist with this Pedophile Protection Act bill and the hate crime bill. Reverend Ted Pike, could you go through your process again, telling us how we can go to your website and get that information to put in our fax machines, in our faxes to what to tell Abomination, Phony President Abomination about this bill? And give us that contact information again, would you please?
You bet. People first should come to truthtellers.org. We have a recent article that came out last night which will thoroughly explain this. We'll have these three steps. I'll go through them again here in just a minute.
Okay.
But we also have a flyer you can print out at truthtellers.org explaining, again, giving the numbers and encouraging people to fax to the president. Print out that flyer. Take it to your local copy shop for about a nickel a piece. You can print out hundreds of that. And go to these town hall meetings. Go to Family Research Council. Get the list of the upcoming town hall meetings in your state or county. Go to them armed with flyers, armed even with signs. And in one of my recent articles, I have five excellent questions, very indicting, incisive questions you can ask to your Democrat representative or senator there at the town meeting. And more important thing is you don't have to argue with him. You can read the questions. Just read those questions out and get this hate bill issue circulating in the town hall meeting or meetings in your area. Now, you may be listening to the liberal media, and they're describing these town hall meetings as out of control, misinformed, almost kind of a terroristic activity by the religious right and conservative Republican orchestrators of all of this. Don't believe all that propaganda. The truth of the matter is that if anyone has been insensitive or rude, it is the members of Congress, particularly the Democrats, who for years have been ignoring the will of the people. And if people get a little worked up at the town hall meetings, a little abrupt or rude or whatever, it's not the end of the world. You know, Barry Goldwater once said that passion in defense of liberty is no vice. And maybe people get kind of hot under the collar, but they have good reason for being angry at being ignored.
They sure do, brother.
By these Democrats. And we have to call them on the carpet, call them to account for this right now. So don't let any of these liberal intellectual programs like Bill Moyers and so on dissuade you, discourage you from going to town halls and speaking out, particularly about the hate bill issue. There are lots of people who are arguing the health care reform. You bone up on, come to Truth Tellers, read our articles, read the brochure and so on, and watch our latest video. We have an excellent 7.5-minute video there, which will again prepare you for the town hall meetings. Now again, number one, step is, as I said, in my latest article, is to protest the hate bill loudly at town hall meetings. Number two, you should fax the president, and here's his fax number.
Okay.
The that the White House fax number is 202-456-2461. Again, that fax number, which I believe is working well and will get your message through to the president, is 202-456-2461. And I want you to give him this simple statement. We will never forgive or forget if you sign the freedom-stealing, pedophile-protecting hate bill. Again, that message, we will never forgive or forget if you sign the freedom-stealing, pedophile-protecting hate bill. And I understand that the phone line there has been discontinued, or at least it is totally clogged with calls, so there's no point in even me giving that phone number right now, I don't believe, but we do have it at Truth Tellers. Now, number three, we have to encourage a movement among senators and House members to join with Senator Inouye and Representative Murtha in their demand that these extra F-35 fighter engines be built at a cost of $2 billion. We want to help them basically wave a red flag before Obama, making him angry, making him set his jaw to refuse that and to veto the hate bill, arms bill package. We want to provoke a confrontation and bad blood between the Democrats themselves so they will destroy their own hate bill. This is exactly what happened 2 years ago when no less than 75 Democrats bolted from support of the arms hate bill package and actually joined with Republicans and defeated it. The same thing can happen by God's grace and by the action of the people if we take action right now.
Well, brother, I'll tell you, I have a deep concern because I've talked to military intel people that tell me that once they pass this hate bill, they're going to expand it to cover everything we say that is critical of this satanic government that we have today. And so Genesis Communication Network will be gone from the radio. Republic Broadcasting Network will be gone from the radio, and all the other talk shows that are alternative talk shows. My newsletter will be gone, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, if this thing goes forward. And free speech in America will be over. Can you imagine if we have that hate crimes bill and people come to a town hall and get rowdy in there? They will charge them with some kind of a hate crime for embarrassing or for making somebody feel bad.
That's right.
What I think is coming, is it not, brother?
Well, the truth is that the hate bill is much more dangerous even than the Obama's socialized medicine program, because the hate bill will take away free speech, which is the beating heart of freedom and the lifeline to all the other rights which we enjoy. Now, a lot of people think, well, I don't think the hate bill is such a big issue because I don't hear it discussed in the media very much. I don't even hear Christian conservative leaders talking or warning about it. Well, there is a definite conspiracy in the Jewish-controlled media to totally eliminate any discussion, any debate about the hate bill. And just because it's not being discussed in the media doesn't mean it's not the most dangerous legislation ever to come before Congress. I mean, barring nothing except perhaps the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, I think it's even more dangerous than that because it takes away our First Amendment rights, our Tenth Amendment rights, our 14th Amendment rights. It guts the Constitution, and it basically establishes a hate crimes Gestapo without any kind of checks and balances running this government.
Very well put, brother. And I think that's why I'm just so angry and want us to get back under Second Chronicles 7:14.
Yes.
And also under Psalms 94:16, where we're rising up against the evildoers and standing up against the workers of iniquity. And this is the bill that is from the Antichrist synagogue of Satan. And it will destroy America. It'll destroy our ability to have free speech. And so we have to do everything in our power. And I just like the proposal that you have made to us, and I'm going to get busy on it right away myself. And thank you, brother, for being here with us today. And I hope that you'll keep us up on what is going on as this thing proceeds. Okay, brother?
I will. Thanks so much, Jack.
Okay,
I'll pray
God
for
bless you, brother.
Back.
We love you for all you do for God and country.
Bye.
Appreciate
now.
You very much. And also tell your wife the same thing. We appreciate her and your staff there at truthtellers.org. Okay? God bless you. Good night. Okay, folks, that's it for tonight.